Hello, everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a goaltender who is backstopping his club to one of the top spots in the OHL Western Conference, but already in quite a battle for positioning. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is sophomore forward Brady Hinds of the Sarnia Sting. He picked up 9 points in 4 games last week on the back of 6 goals and 3 assists and was a +6. All 4 of those games wins by the Sting as they entered this weekend's play on an 8-game winning streak and a 9-1 record first overall in the OHL standings coming into this weekend's play. Hinds scored in all 4 of those games last week, including 3 multi-point performances. The 17-year-old from Stratford, playing in his second year in the OHL, and is eligible for the 2018 NHL Entry Draft. Now the Sting are in a battle with the Sioux Greyhounds for top spot in the West Division. Goaltender Matthew Vallalto was chosen by the LA Kings in the 3rd round of last June's NHL Entry Draft. Now in his second year with the Greyhounds, Vallalto hoping to help the Greyhounds back atop the West Division and the OHL standings. We chatted recently about the start of the year in the Sioux. With goaltender Matthew Vallalto of the Sioux Greyhounds, and let's talk about the start of the season for you guys. You've been off to a good start so far. It's been busy, I know, but why have things been going well for the Sioux Greyhounds to start this season?
It's been a great start to the season so far. I mean, we've been pretty good on the road. Dropped one in Barrie, but after that, we had a few overtime wins there, which were really big for us. And then trying to carry it to our home stand here. I think, you know, we've been working hard in practice. Obviously, we have a lot of young guys this year, so we're still trying to, you know, get meshed together with them. And, I mean, I think things are starting to come together for us, and we're just trying to focus on working hard every day and just making sure we're executing and just putting our hardest work in our practice.
You talked about some overtime games as a goaltender. How interesting, you get into overtime with 3-on-3 and then shootouts. You're kept pretty busy. Do you have a lot of fun with some of those overtime games?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's a lot of fun. I mean, overtime, you know, you got to make the saves and keep your team in it. But, you know, our guys were going hard. And luckily for me, I mean, in overtime games I've been in so far in the 3, I mean, I haven't really had too many shots in overtime. So the guys managed to do a pretty good job on defense. And then we got on the attack and we capitalized on our chances. So, I mean, but overall with overtime, I think it's a blast, you know, just to kind of have a little bit of pressure there to make the saves. And, but yeah, it's really fun though.
Wanted to ask, you talked about having success on the road. For you guys on a weekend, it's usually all or nothing. You're either all at home or all on the road. While some teams kind of go back and forth a little bit, depending on what's around. Do you find that kind of helps because you guys can almost get into a little bit of a bubble when you go away, you know, for a weekend road trip where it's just you, your teammates, and sort of you can really focus on hockey for that weekend?
Yeah, for sure. I think personally, I love playing on the road. I like going to different arenas and playing there. A lot of the teams have a great atmosphere with their fans, so it's really fun to play in those games. But, yeah, I think on the road, it's a good time for us to bond with each other, especially early in the season with the new guys. And I think you know, in the past, we've been really good on the road as well. So I think that's a really strong part in our game. We're usually just being strong on the road, getting those wins that we need, even when we go to the East. We find a way to win, and it's really important for us. So I think those road wins are really important for us.
As a goalie, is it pretty rewarding when you're in a road rink, especially one that has a pretty decent atmosphere, and you kind of hear that ooh sound or that ah, that noise when fans think their team is about to score, but you've made the big save?
Yeah, I mean, it feels really good. I mean, when we were in London there, I think they had like 9,000 fans or something like that, and making a few good saves there, it's a really good feeling, you know, when all the fans make that sound, like what you said, you know, I kind of get the hairs on the back of your neck kind of stand up a little bit, and it's pretty cool for sure. It's a pretty good feeling.
You were chosen by the LA Kings in the 3rd round of the NHL Entry Draft. Take me through that whole process of hearing your name called and then dealing with the Kings for the rest of the summer. What was that like?
Yeah, it was pretty special. I ended up not going to the draft. So obviously I didn't know what was going to happen for me being a free agent, invite to camp in the Sioux last year, and then luckily enough signing. I wasn't too sure what was going to happen with the NHL draft. So I just thought I'd stay home and kind of hope for the best. And, I was actually watching it on TV, and I saw my name pop up, and I was with my family there, and it was a pretty exciting time. And then went out to development camp. It was a blast. It was a really great time working with the goalie coaches, Bill Ranford and Dusty Mew. They have a lot of knowledge on the game. They played in the NHL for a long time, so definitely pretty cool working with them.
Not a bad experience going to hang out in California for a little while either, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's great. I went to the beach a few times there, headed down to Santa Monica and toured around, so it was pretty cool for sure.
Tough times indeed. Now, you have a twin brother, Wyatt. He's a defenseman. I know, I'm sure you two had quite the battles growing up, I would think, you know, even just playing on the driveway and all those kind of situations, you being the goaltender, him being the skater?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I always played road hockey together, played a lot of pond hockey, too. We have a pond in our backyard out in Godfrey, so spent a lot of hours out there playing together, you know. Usually I didn't play goalie, though. I prefer to play out when we're on the pond or on the driveway, but, you know, sometimes get a little rough, throw the body around a little bit, and it was fun, though. It was really, really fun playing with him and growing up, and just him being by my side all the way through my hockey career so far has been pretty special.
Before we let you go, it's still fairly early in the season, obviously, as we're in October. As you guys move forward in what always seems to be a tough Western Conference, what do the Sioux Greyhounds have to do to sort of keep the momentum going right through in the winter and into the spring?
I think the biggest thing for us is just having a winning mindset and just continue to work hard every day at practice and make sure we're just not going through the motions. We're always doing things with a purpose. I mean, sometimes we also take teams for granted. I mean, we just gotta respect every team we play and know they're gonna be coming out hard because they want to beat us. So we just gotta continue to work hard and stay focused on what our end goal is this season, and that's winning the OHL comp, like our West Division, and late, and hopefully the Memorial Cup. So
that was Sioux Greyhounds goaltender Matthew Valalta. Meantime, 23 OHL players have been chosen to represent Canada as part of the World Under-17 Hockey Challenge, taking place November 5th to 11th in British Columbia. For the entire list, you can visit OntarioHockeyLeague.com. That's where you can get all the latest information on what's happening around the OHL, including checking out OHL Live, your chance to watch each and every game from around the Ontario Hockey League. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.